post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the near post. I'm your host for tonight, I'm your host for tonight, Aaron Walker, and alongside me is someone regular listeners may remember from when he was interviewed a couple of weeks ago on the Near Post, and that's my co-host tonight, Tim Skinner. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
As always, I'd like to start off with a huge thanks to Capital Football for supporting the show and allowing us to keep you up to date with all of Canberra's latest football news. We've got a huge show coming up for you where we'll be having a look at the local football headlines. Later, we'll be catching up with Canberra United's Caitlin Munoz after Canberra United's historic first W League win. And we've also got roving reporter Russ Gibbs live from McKellar Stadium to give us an insight into the ground ahead of Canberra United's first W League home match. And guys, if you do have any local football stories you think we might be interested in, or even if you don't, just send them in to us at thenearpost2xx@gmail.com. Okay, guys, and now after that, we're ready to go with the news. Canberra A-League night with Ned Zelich, Danny Moulis and Ivan Slavich is coming up on Thursday at the Canberra Deacon Club from 5:30 to 7:30. If you're interested in attending that, go to www.leagueforcanberra.com. aleagueforcanberra.com.au.
And also we have Melissa Fisher joins up as a Canberra A-League supporter, which is fantastic news. The Canberra A-League bus to Sydney, which is on the December the 21st, join up for that, show your support for the Canberra A-League bid. There'll be media coverage, and it's a trip to remember. For just $85, you get a shirt, a ticket, and the bus will bring you home as well, which is even better. So grab some football fans, kids, your mum and dad, and make it a day for Canberra football. Again, go to that website, www.ateamforcanberra.com. Also, we have Kofi Danning signs a two-year deal with Sydney FC First Team.
We also have former Canberran Stevie Hayes is currently training with Sydney FC, so watch out for developments there.
And in Canberra United news, the A-League Foundation members get free entry to the W League games, so sign up now to get your entry for the game against Central Coast at the weekend.
Canberra United managed to beat the Roar 1-0 in Brisbane, and we'll talk W League in just a moment.
We'll also have Sam Munro's under-19 young Socceroos had their first win in the Asia Cup in Saudi Arabia. 1-0 over Thailand, and Sam scored the only goal. Nice one, Sam.
And the young Matildas have had a very impressive 18-0 win against India in their Asia Cup game in Malaysia. Adelaide's Ashley Sykes, Bronwyn Studman, and Chrissy Walters getting a taste of life in Kuala Lumpur.
And in Canberra, a new radio show will start this Sunday, 3 to 5, on 2XX 98.3 FM. In fact, right here, if you're listening. So, more football than you could ever dream of on the Canberra airwaves. Host galore as well.
And Players FC are offering training for anyone from ages 3 through to 14 most nights of the week, and you don't need to be a member of the club. Go to players.wordpress.com. We also have the bus trip to Sydney for Sydney FC coming up, and so if you want to join the bus to watch Sydney FC play and show your support for the Canberra A-League bid, go to ateamforcanberra.com.
And also in a show of Canberra sporting unity, the Raiders Army, the Canberra Raiders fan group, are in talks with Capital Punishment as the two groups work together to build a football supporters group. Of course, many Raiders fans are also football fans as well, so we definitely welcome the initiative.
There's a minute to go at McKellar Stadium. Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links.
And just speaking of Caitlin Munoz, we just happen to be lucky enough to have her in the studio today to speak about the impressive win they had over the weekend against the Queensland Roar. So, Caitlin, what have your impressions been of the W League so far?
My impression of the W League has been awesome. I mean, you know, some of the football that's been shown on TV with the live games. I mean, a lot of people obviously wouldn't know how women play football, but yeah, you know, hopefully the standard's been good and everyone's been impressed with it.
What have you thought about the first two games that you guys at Canberra United have played?
First game against Newcastle Jets probably was a bit disappointing not to come away with the win. You know, we had a lot of opportunities and we really should have finished them. And, you know, they were lucky to get, you know, two goals on us. But, I mean, the game against the Roar was unbelievable. The girls were very much underdogs and, you know, to go out up in Queensland on, you know, not such a good ground and, you know, come away with the win was really good.
Have you been keeping up with many of the other games that have been going on that haven't involved your own team?
Yeah, you know, a couple of girls send you text messages going around the results and that. But, I mean, obviously we're just trying to focus on our kind of, you know, run through the league. And but, I mean, obviously you want to hear what the other results are to see where you are on the ladder and, you know, just how other teams are going. But it's pretty close competition this year.
Are there any teams that you guys have spoken about at training or in team meetings that you think are the benchmark for the league that you are worrying about?
I'd probably have to say Sydney FC, watching their game against Perth. I mean, yeah, I mean, they pretty much, you know, took control of the game in every aspect, and Perth didn't really have, you know, any chances or anything.
Do you guys have any goals for the season? Like, have you set, you're obviously after a top four spot, anything higher than that or anything different?
I don't know, I guess, yeah, obviously everyone wants to win the league, but realistically I think, yeah, you know, we're looking to try to get top four, make the semis and then, you know, just go on from there.
Now, personally for you, you're injured at the moment. Last I heard you were targeting a round five return. Is there any updates on that?
No real updates. I mean, our team doctor's away at the moment, so I haven't really had a chance to go back and see him. But, yeah, they initially told me 4 weeks, so, you know, I'm counting down the weeks and hopefully that's be ready for the home game against Adelaide.
So this week you guys have the Central Coast Mariners at home. Have you managed to see any of their games or know anything about their results?
We haven't seen any of the games. You know, we saw a couple of the highlights on the game on the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, we know a lot of the players, so we're just going to try to, you know, manage them how we can and kind of just go out and play our own game.
Yeah, I must say I went down to the Victory game in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago and I caught the second half of that and they were playing the Central Coast Mariners there and I thought they were reasonably impressive. They had a blonde number five whose name escapes me. She was out on the wing and I thought she was very, very impressive, heads and shoulders above anything else that they had on that day. So probably something to look out for there.
So, yeah, it's great to have the games covered on the ABC. You mentioned it earlier. Do you think that'll help boost the profile of women's football in Australia?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've never really had any of our games televised before, you know, I mean, bar the World Cup games. And, you know, for them to be backing us and supporting the W League is just phenomenal. And, you know, I mean, they do so well with the women's basketball and netball. You know, we're really happy that they're on board with us.
And have you had any positive feedback from friends or family to say, look, it's, you know, it's really good, especially with Julie Murray, because she's a FIFA ambassador, isn't she, as well,
she
commentating?
Is, yeah.
And Canberran.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant to have Julie Murray on the panel and commentating and that. She knows, you know, she's been around the football for a while and knows a couple of us girls, so it's good to have someone that knows what she's talking about, you know, doing that. And, yeah, she's from Canberra, which is brilliant as well.
Now, I heard that it's great for you guys that you've got the TV coverage, obviously on free-to-air on the ABC, and I think you had 125,000 viewers watching the game on the weekend. Now, that outrated the A-League. That's obviously fantastic news for the W-League.
That's brilliant news. I mean, that's kind of the first I've heard of it, but I know we went down to the Tradies Club and there was a couple of people there watching it with us, which was good. So they you know, put it on for us on the big screens, which was awesome.
So how far do you think the W League can go? Are they looking? Do you know if they're looking to introduce new teams and getting a longer season? I mean, this season's very short. It's a 10-game season, so obviously a trial season. Do you know if they're looking to build on that?
To be honest, I mean, we don't really know too much about what's going to happen in the future. We're just obviously happy that the Westfield W League is, you know, finally come around. And I don't know how many more teams they can get. Not sure. You know, I think we're probably going to try to stick with the A-League maybe and just continue, you know, going on how many teams they have and whatnot. But, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd definitely be good if the additional A-League teams are coming into it. North Queensland and Gold Coast would both have a women's team, you would hope, and then that would expand the league. Okay, we're just going to cross to a promo now. So,
I'm Amy Chapman from the Matildas, and you're listening to The Near Post on 2XX 98.3 FM.
Okay, and now we're back with Caitlin. And so, Tim, what was your impressions of the game of the weekend, the game against the Queensland Roar?
Yeah, it was really good. As you mentioned earlier, Queensland were supposedly massive favourites and they had a lot of Matildas players. Obviously, we had a few players out like yourself and then a few of the youngsters away with the young Matildas. But I was really impressed. I thought that Canberra was really well organised. I thought the support from Robbie on the sidelines was fantastic. And you saw the passion that he had. I think that really transmitted, and I really liked the way that their style. I mean, I'm a central defender as well, so I just loved the way that the Canberra defence just got rid of it and played it simple. I thought it was really good.
Tim, did you like? Did you catch any of Robbie's comments on the line?
On the TV? I can't possibly.
You can't repeat them on there. They were great.
so I was really impressed with. Obviously, we were very fortunate with the goal. But I think, to be honest, we dominated them anyway, so it was really good. I was really impressed.
I think, Caitlin, you'd probably have a better idea than me, but you seem to have a very solid plan for the team. The defence was very no-nonsense. You just get rid of it straight away. The midfield really challenged hard. There was a lot of huge hits. I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. And you got a lot of pace up front. They've got Mowbray. What's it? Carla Mowbray?
Cara
Mowbray. Yep. Yeah, she had a lot of pace up front, and so you put a lot of through balls through there. And the Queensland defence seemed to want to play it around a lot in there, and they were making a couple of mistakes. I was just waiting for you to capitalise on that.
Sorry, Caitlin, we're going to interrupt you just there. We're going to go back to McKellar Stadium and across there now. We've got Russ Gibbs out at the stadium. And Russ, we'd like to get an update on a bit of a preview from yourself on the game and also on the state of the pitch. How are things going there, Russ?
Thanks, guys. Well, it is pretty blustery and cold here. We were wondering if you were going to come over. We're a bit freezing up here at just outside the main commentary box area at McKellar Stadium. And I can look down on the field at the moment and the pitch is looking pretty good. And it's much better than what the girls had to play on up at Newcastle and at Perry Park last weekend. Looking at it, I had a chat with Chris Goddess from Capital Football today. He tells me that they've contracted the groundsman out. He's been down here with a heavy roller. You can see a few tyre marks on the field at the moment, but nothing too bad, and I think it'll grow out by the weekend. They're aiming to cut it on Sunday morning, as far as I'm aware. But conditions are pretty good. They're a bit blustery at the moment. Obviously, on the weekend, we're hoping that it's going to be a beautiful day and we can get some good football played. Staying with a bit of Canberra United news, of course, Canberra United recorded their first victory in the W League with a hard-fought 1-0 win over competition favourites Queensland Roar at Perry Park on Saturday afternoon. A solitary goal from Brisbane-born striker Cara Mowbray, capitalising on a calamitous error from the Roar keeper Lara Boone after 16 minutes, proved the difference in a tight encounter. For United defenders, Thea Slatje and Rebecca Keating were in great form, but player of the match honours went to midfield dynamo Sian Machewski. She was outstanding. Elsewhere, only Rollison Brace in the last 5 minutes, one from the penalty spot, helped Central Coast Mariners to a 3-1 win over Perth Glory at Parramatta. This was the first win for the Mariners also, who faced United on Sunday evening at McKellar Park in what's building into a big match. With both sides having a wealth of representative talent at their disposal, an entertaining game is in the offing. As the boys mentioned in the news, staying with the Canberra United players, youngster Ashley Sykes certainly had her scoring boots on during the weekend, smashing 4 goals for the young Matildas as they thrashed India 18-0 in an AFC Under-19 Championship qualifier. Bronwyn Stubman and Christine Walters were also part of the squad, with Stubman also finding her way onto the score sheet. Iran and Thailand are next up for the girls, who are hoping to secure enough points to qualify for the final stages. Got a bit of injury news. You've got Caitlin in the studio there. Of course, you know all about her grade 2 medial ligament tear, aiming to be back against Adelaide in round 5. Hayley Crawford had surgery last week and all went well. She's waiting for confirmation, hoping to be back for the match against Perth.
Now, Russ,
Rhianne Davis may be back for round 4
there,
after her work commitments. And of course, Bronwyn Stubman, Christine Walters and Ashley Sykes, they fly back on Sunday morning from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. They'll be available for selection for the match here at McKellar. And speaking of the match here at McKellar, we'll be on air for the whole of the match. We're hoping to get Caitlin up here before kickoff to have a quick chat with us to help us build the atmosphere for the game between the Canberra United and the Central Coast Mariners. We encourage everybody to get down here to watch it. It's going to be a cracking encounter with the kickoff at 5 p.m.
Thanks for that, Russ. And now we're back here with Caitlin and Tim. So getting back to the game on the weekend, which we were briefly discussing about. Caitlin, I said you had obviously a very structured plan. Did you guys have a big discussion about that going into the game?
Yeah, I mean, Hooks mentioned some stuff at training. You know, we wanted to kind of get in behind them with the pace of our two strikers. And I think the girls did that really well. And, you know, our midfield dominated, considering the midfield that Queensland Roar had. I mean, they're well, you know, pretty well experienced Matildas and whatnot. But, I mean, our defence was solid. I mean, didn't really look threatening that much. And, yeah, I guess Hooks has been working a lot on defence lately.
Did he have a look at the Queensland Roar ahead of the game? Did Hooks sit down and have a look at their DVDs or videos or whatever you guys have and try and work out their weaknesses?
No, I'm not sure if he actually did that, but I mean, a lot of the girls, like you said, are in the Matilda squad, so he's been assistant coach for a couple of years now, so we kind of know how everybody plays, and yeah, we kind of just used our strengths against what they had, and it paid off for us.
That's obviously a huge advantage to have his knowledge of all the best players in the league, effectively, I guess.
And, it is,
and you yourself, obviously, you know, in the Matildas squad, you know, do you think that helps a lot?
Yeah, it helps. Like, I've played with some of the girls for, you know, nearly 10 years now. So, obviously, we know what they can and can't do. But I think the league's going to be, you know, the players that kind of aren't in the Matildas, that's going to really stand up and surprise a couple of people, because obviously we don't know what they're capable of.
And do you think the fact that now we've got the W League back, you know, a women's league going again in Australia, do you think that can only be good for the strength of the Matildas in the World Cup and in Asia and everything else?
Oh, I definitely think it's going to, you know, strengthen the Matildas. It's going to, you know, make people work harder to keep their spot in the team. Because, I mean, there's a lot of players out there that obviously, you know, come back to playing after a couple of years off that now want to, you know, step up and up to the next level. And, yeah, it's just going to make the competition harder for spots, and people are going to have to work a lot harder to keep their spot there.
Great.
So, out of the Canberra girls, who's particularly impressed you so far? Has there been any surprise packets that you didn't know so well before the season started? Or
It's not so much that I didn't know them. I mean, Sia Maciewski has played brilliant in both games. Grace Gill's also played in the centre mid. You know, both of them two have held the game, you know, really well. They've directed play and haven't let too many people get in behind them, which is what Hooks has been asking them to do. And, I mean, there's Carla and Sasha up front. Their pace is just unbelievable. Like, if you can keep up with them, you know, good luck to you.
Now, again, we've got to interrupt there. We're going to go straight back over to McKellar. I think there's been a goal scored. We've got Russ Gibbs online. Russ, has there been a goal scored? Has there been a goal scored at McKellar, Russ? What's the situation?
Well, I think there has. I can see two birds on the pitch over there on the far-hand side. There's a little couple of parakeets or something. I'm pretty sure one of them's 6 yards out looking to volley in across from the other one that seems to be out on the wing. There's no goals up here at the moment, though, so it's a bit tricky for them. Maybe they're using jumpers for goalposts.
Can you hear me, Russ? No.
Yes, I can hear you, mate.
Yes, you can. Oh, we've got a bit of delay happening. If I could just ask you a question. I was discussing this the other day. What do you think would be the maximum capacity of the ground out there?
Oh, it's difficult to say. I mean, this stand that we're in here, I think, holds a few hundred. But there's grass banking on three sides of the ground here at McKellar, so you could get, depending on how many people want to crush into the ground, I reckon you could get 4,000 or 5,000 in here comfortably.
5,000? What kind of crowd are they expecting this weekend, do you know?
Not sure for certain. I mean, we're hopeful. The attendance up at Perry Park on the weekend was just over the 600 mark. Up at Newcastle the week before was just over the 1,000 mark. So if we can get something upwards of 1,500, we'll be absolutely fantastic. Hopefully we're going to create a good atmosphere. I understand it's only $5 to get in, $2 for concessions. If you've got an A-League membership, you get in for free. So let's get everybody down here and support the girls in their endeavour to get 3 points and head towards the top of the table.
Now, Russ, obviously we've got Caitlin Munoz in the studio. How badly do you think she's going to be missed?
You're always going to miss a player of Caitlin's quality in any team that you play. They covered for her pretty well on the weekend with Sion in the middle of the park there. She played particularly well, as I mentioned before, feeding the strikers. And Caitlin was mentioning the pace that Cara and Sasha McDonald possess up front. But obviously, when you've got a player that's played the amount of times the Matildas as Caitlin has and has the quality that Caitlin has, she's going to be missed. And when she comes back, she'll add another addition to the squad, which is looking very strong at the moment.
Thanks for that, Russ. We're going to cross back to the studio now. And we'll see you this Sunday, where I believe you will be commentating from over at the ground. Thank you very much. And now we're back at the studio, and we thank Russ for that very interesting contribution over there, and we'll be playing a promo.
There's a minute to go at McKellar Stadium. Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM, or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links.
So there you go. That was a preview of what's going to happen as soon as Caitlin comes back into the team. And thank you very much to young Eamon Sullivan's daughter, Flanagan's daughter, for that lovely little piece there. So, Caitlin, you're part of the team, and so what kind of role will you be playing once you get back into the swing of things?
I don't know. Obviously, you know, first I got to work my way back into the team, get my fitness back up, and you know, obviously try to be a role model, obviously on the field and off the field for the girls. But I just want to hopefully get it back into a starting spot. And yeah.
On the weekend, I saw both the strikers are very, very quick. They seem to put through ball through for them and run on, and eventually the goal, more or less, was created in that kind of fashion with a little help from the Queensland goalkeeper. So what kind of striker are you? Do you have that same kind of pace, or are you more one that they look to Viduka style, hold it up and lay it off to the quick ones?
I don't think I have the pace that those girls have. I'm not sure if many players do. But I'm pretty much a different striker to them. I guess you could say the Viduka kind of style, but Hooks has been playing in midfield, so I don't know.
What about Ashley Sykes? Now, she's rated as very quick. Is she quicker than what we saw on the weekend? For messages, we've only seen a lot of the players on the TV. She's rated very quick.
Her and her twin sister Nicole actually came to a Matilda's camp and did the 20-meter sprint with the Matilda squad, and they got the fastest time out of every player.
So faster than Divana.
They did get faster than Divana, yes.
So that's going to be, I don't know whether she's going to be back in time for the game on Sunday, but when she gets to play, that's going to give viewers and fans something extra special, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Put a couple of three balls for her in the last 10 minutes when the defence is exhausted and she'll, yeah.
And the thing about it is they haven't been playing at this level very long, so they're developing as players, and you'd expect to see a lot of improvement in those the two girls from Dubai.
No, they will, yeah. I mean, they've obviously come to a couple of Matilda's camps and now young Matilda's camps, and from when we first saw them, they've improved, you know, out of sight, so.
I was impressed, Caitlin, with some of the young players on the weekend. Rebecca Keating, I thought, did really well. Nicole Sykes. But across the park, you know, Sian Macheski and Grace Gill, I thought in the centre of midfield, really, really worked hard. I was really impressed with Sian Macheski from the ACT Premier League. Thought she really got in their faces, and it was a great performance.
No, she has. I mean, yeah, Bet Keating did really well. She's a solid defender. And, Sian's just, you know, she hasn't played at this level for maybe two and a bit years, and she's just come back really wanting it, and, you know, she's earned her spot there.
So it just shows that players from the OCT Premier League, if they want to get up to that level, there's a pathway now for them.
It definitely is, yeah.
And seeing some of the young players like Beck Keating coming through from the ACTAS, I mean, it's great, isn't it?
It is, it's really good, yep.
Lydia Millian's got a little bit of garbage from the crowd. Will you listen to that?
No, I read about that in the paper today. I mean, like, while we're watching the game down at the tradies, I mean, you could hear things being said, but had no idea what was actually being said. But, yeah, that's kind of the first I've heard of it. No one's really said anything more about it, so...
So, Caitlin, you got Central Coast Mariners this weekend, and we understand that you have a personal friend playing on the opposite side of the pitch. Is there going to be much of a grudge happening there?
No, Lisa Hartley, she used to actually play for the Clips the year we won it, back in, I think it was 2001 maybe. But
that was under Clive McKillop?
It was, yeah, under Clive.
That was my trivia.
I haven't seen Lisa for a while now, so it's just going to be good to see her and, you know, catch up after the game. And, hopefully we don't put too many passes and she's not too upset. But it's going to be good.
Not going to stand behind the goals and tell her what a good job she's doing?
I could do that, yeah, maybe.
Maybe throw some coins? No, obviously not.
We don't advocate that on here. And looking ahead at the Central Coast Mariners game, what do you think of some of the other teams? I noticed Melbourne Victory were very good. They beat the Central Coast, so... what do you think of that?
I haven't really seen too much of the other teams, just, what we've seen on ABC. Central Coast, you know, they're going to be hard. They've got a lot of young, talented players. And, Melbourne, you know, they're a couple of, you know, unknown players, which is what we have to kind of be wary of.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up tonight. I'm afraid we've run out of time. So thank you very much, Caitlin, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tim. You've done a fantastic job hosting.
No, no problem.
As always, thank you to Capital Football for doing a fantastic job in supporting the team and helping us bring you the local news. So until next week, guys, thank you very much. And listen out for this Sunday at 3:00 when we'll be coming across with the new Far Post show. And after that, the Canberra United's game against the Central Coast, which we'll be doing live on this station. So thank you very much, guys. We'll see you then.
Near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.